Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
I'm excited. I'm glad to be back. I just really feel so good to be here. Just feel love. I just really wanted to thank you all, too, for all your cards and food. People bringing food and putting, you know, cakes and stuff on the porch. It's, goodness gracious, man. You'd think if I had a mouth injury, I'd lose some weight. but, man, I had all this going on. It's just I felt so much love being extended. Somebody even gave me a Harley part from World War II. Isn't that amazing? That right there is something you want to keep. Are you with me? Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. God is good. And we got a good thing going on here. You know that? This is amazing. God is doing great things. And I'm going to tell you about the story we've been talking about, spiritual understanding. So we're going to look at that today. But let's see, this is the first day I've been here since, what, honey? Yeah, it was the first Sunday since the 20th, yeah, the week of the 20th. And I haven't been off that long in a long time. So I think it was 10 years ago I was off that long, just took some long vacation. But yeah, I just had a time of refreshing with the Lord and His presence, and God is doing great things, so... I'm going to share a little bit about my story, and it relates. I was going to give a message on difficulty and crisis in this series, but I didn't know I was going to get all this type of information. You understand? Because sometimes we're going to face things that we don't know are coming. We don't have a clue. They're just going to come out of left field, and we have to know how to respond. Remember? It's our responsibility how we respond. Your response is your responsibility. How you respond to all that happens to you is your responsibility. You know, there's these studies that 10% of life is what happens to you. 90% is how you respond to what happens to you. We can't control what happens to us, but we can control how we respond to what happens to us. Amen? So, hello, live stream. Thank you for tuning in. Glad you're here. Let's go ahead and go to our vision and our opening scripture in Ephesians chapter 5. And we are going to get started here. And you know what? We got blessed this morning. Olivia and her friend Rosie showed up. Isn't that amazing? All right. They drove all the way from Ohio Northern to be with us this morning, isn't it? I'll tell you what. That messes a pastor up. Are you with me? Oh, that's good stuff. And Rosie runs track with her. What do you say? You run hurdles? Hurdles, okay. So we're going to go watch their track meet. Some of you have to come up with us and watch, all right? All right. So let's look at the vision. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. How many of you know you can understand what the will of the Lord is? You and I have been created to hear the voice of God. We've been designed to hear the voice of God. And those of you that are born again, you would never have become born again unless you could hear his voice. See that? You can't even be born again without hearing the voice of God. Because it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it says in verse 12 and 13, we're bound to give thanks, God, because since the beginning, you chose us for salvation through sanctification in the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which you were called by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. You were called out of darkness by the good news of Jesus. Amen? And you said, they're talking to me. Not the person, but the Word of God is talking to you. And it caused you to accept Christ and get your sins forgiven and become born again. You see that? You have to hear. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. You have to hear. And God has designed you to hear His voice. Isn't that good news? Look at the person next to you and say, you've been listening? All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for everyone here. We thank you for all that you're doing in all of our lives. We thank you for what you're doing in our country, in this world. Lord, your redemptive story is carrying on right now. Lord, sometimes even when we don't see it, it's still working. Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're part of that story. Now, Lord, we ask that you speak to our hearts today. Increase our understanding with revelation, knowledge, and understanding of who you are and all that you have called us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. You may be seated. All right. Okay. So, we're going to look at that scripture. And before we look at that scripture, I am going to share a little bit of my story and my journey for the past month. And I really want you to hear this because I think you're going to get something from it. Let's see, it was on the 20th of October. I was scheduled to I had a little spot on my lip, and the dermatologist said you'll have to probably get that cut off because they said it's cancerous. And I've had other spots removed that weren't cancerous, but they could have been. It's like precancerous, they say. So I thought, well, this would be a routine, you know, you go in, get it. I'll get a couple stitches. I'll preach that night on Wednesday, and then I'll do the following weekend. Well, it wasn't that way. So we go in, and we get there at 7:30 in the morning. We were there from 7:30 in the morning till 4:45 that afternoon. So we go in, and he cuts off this spot on my lip, and what you have to do is after they make a cut, they'll send a sample to their lab. They got a lab right there on site, but it takes like an hour and a half to do all the tests. So then we went out in the car, and they were running tests. And they hauled us back in and said, you know, you gotta cut some more. So they didn't get it all. So they had to cut more. So we go out in the car again, and we wait an hour, and they said, well, call us back. They didn't get it all. They have to cut some more. I said, okay. And so we go back in, and I mean, they had cut in a big hole right here, my chin, and half of my lip was gone. Well, this last time, they called us in, and the doctor said, you know, I think we're going to have to just remove your entire bottom lip. And because if we don't, I said, well, what will happen if we don't, if we just go with what we got today and we just wait a while? He said, well, you'll be back in here in a year, and you know, it can spread. And so I thought, well, okay, yeah, I had to make a decision right there. And so we did, we made the decision. And Donita was upset, you know, emotionally. And you know, just, I mean, that's right, big boy. But, you know, when you get your lip removed, I had a big hole in here, you know. It's like I'm thinking, okay. And so I lay down on this table where they do the operation and all. So I'm laying there, and they're cutting. They had a big thing over my head, and my mouth was sticking through, and he was just working on my mouth. I could feel him. They numbed it some more with the, you know, the stuff they use, and then they just continued to just cut that lip off. And while they were cutting, this is the gospel truth, while they were cutting my lip off, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And Donita was in there, and she was crying, you know, upset. I could hear her. But the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. And he said, I am with you. He said, Fred, I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that you may boldly say, I am your helper. You will not fear what man can do. And then he said, and I want you to demonstrate this in your speech and in your actions. It was like somebody had written it on the wall and with an amplifier. I know God had spoke to me. Are you with me? And so he gets done cutting my lip, and they take it, and Donita sees it, and I hear her even crying even more because it took it by her. You know, she saw it on the thing, whatever. And so he walks over with a mirror and hands me a mirror. You know, I got to look at this mug now. So I looked in the mirror. I'm thinking, my goodness, my mom used to tell me how handsome I was. And I said, I wonder what she'd think now. And I thought, okay. He said, I'm with you. And I'm going to tell you, it's like, dog. But I thought, you know what? I'm trusting you, Lord. I'm trusting everything you said. I know you're with me and it's going to be all right. And so I put the mirror down. And the doctor walks over to the door. And he says, Fred, the sun is not your friend. And Donnie is over there crying still. He says, the sun is not your friend. And I said, you're right, doctor, so-and-so. I said, the S-U-N is not my friend, but the S-O-N is my friend and will always be my friend. And Donita said, as soon as I said that, something lifted off of her. She said she knew everything was going to be okay. You hearing that? What did he say? I want you to demonstrate that in your speech and in your actions. You see, I heard his voice. I'm going to tell you something. We're going to have to know his voice. We're going to have to know his voice. And you know what? We waited another time for them to make more tests, and it was all gone. Praise God. And you know, it was a quarter to five, and we're talking, and we're not, you know, I'm going to tell you what. I could feel energy in my body. Energy. It was like something plugged into me with energy. I had energy, and I was fulfilled. And I knew everything was going to be okay. Are you listening to me? And I got this no lip and big hole in my chin and this bandage. And we're in the car. And, you know, and I'm on the way home. And I'm just thinking that song, you know, his praise shall ever be on my lips, ever be on my. I said, well, wait a minute. I got to change that to not plural, one lip. His praise shall ever be on my lip. And I told Donita that. And we talked. And she started laughing. And we're laughing. We're laughing with all this going on. I'm telling you, it was a joy that you can't even muster up. You can't muster that up. Are you listening to me? You cannot muster that up. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to face a situation in your life where you're not going to know where it comes from. And God is looking how you're responding. And if you respond and you stay in his will, he's going to show you. He's going to show you something better in your life. He's going to reveal something to you that you never even knew about you. Are you listening to me? And it only comes through difficulty, crisis, and trouble. It doesn't come when all the bills are paid and the relationship's good and everybody. No, God will speak to you redemption in the middle of your difficulty. But here's what happens. People run when it gets difficult. People want to stop, going to church. They want to stop reading their Bible. Folks, don't allow anything to keep you from your faith. Don't allow anything to move you away from your faith. Your faith is the most precious thing you possess. Are you listening to me? This is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Folks, listen, your faith is everything. I want you to really pay attention. You got to hear what his voice said. He said, my sheep will know my voice, and I know them, and they know me, and neither nothing or anyone shall pluck them out of my hand. You got to know his voice. Donita, I want you to come up here. And is Kenny York here? Neil, come on up here. He don't have to. Derek, come on up here. Todd, I want you to come up here. James, I want you to come up here. Both James. Come on up, James. James behind you and James in front of you. James. I want all these folks to come up here. Is this enough? Let's see. Joe, I want you to come up here. Come on up, Joe. You don't have to sing or nothing. Or play guitar. I just want you to stand up here. Okay, so surround me, okay? Surround me. And when I bow my head, I want you guys to say my name and say it loud. Just kind of say it out loud. Okay?
Like over and over?
Yeah, over and over. Just keep repeating it. And then when I do this, stop. Okay? Yeah, put that over there. All right. So, okay, go ahead.
Fred.
She was whispering. That represents Jesus. She was speaking to me in a whisper. That represents his voice. You got to know that voice in the midst of all the voices, of all the bill collectors, of all the negativity at work, of all the news on the media, all those voices that are clamoring for your attention, of your betrayal, of all those things, those voices of betrayal, all those voices will be coming when you need Christ the most. And he'll whisper and he'll call you. The Bible says, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who has promised is faithful. He is faithful. And he will be with you, and he will let you know he's with you in the most difficult situation you face. Are you with me?
That's right.
Come on, am I making sense?
Yes.
All right, you guys are done. Okay, where's my notes? All right. That's how it is, folks. All kinds of voices are going to be hollering, speaking, talking. We have to know his voice. He speaks, he whispers. When you know that voice and you get that word from him and you're in his will, you are fulfilled. You feel like, I mean, nothing's missing and nothing's broken. And you know you can make it no matter what you're facing in this life. I don't care what you're facing. You're going to face something you've never faced before. But when you get a hold of what he says to you and he's speaking to you, everything's going to be all right. Am I making sense? That's really how it is. It's really how it is. But what happens is, when we're not in tune with that, our response sometimes is we want to walk away. We want to try to go get comfort. We want to get on the phone. We want somebody to tell us it's going to... No, he wants to let you know it's going to be okay. And when he says it and it resonates in your spirit, it's going to be okay. Jesus said this, listen, he said, my sheep know my voice, in Matthew 11:28. He said, my sheep know my voice. But now look what he says. He says, come to me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. You see that? He says, I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. You see, When you got to know his voice. You can't just know about Jesus. You have to know his voice. You see that? He says, "For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls." His yoke is a gentle yoke. It's not some force, bang, look out, I'm here, big. No, it's gentle. And watch this. The word gentle means the ability in you to be undisturbed regardless of your uncomfortable surroundings. Gentle. God wants you to respond being gentle. When you're yoked up with him, that's a yoke around your neck and a yoke around his, doing the will of the Lord. That's what that represents. I'm yoked up to Jesus. He's telling me every move. Learn of me, he said. The word learn means to increase in knowledge and find direction. You will increase in knowledge and you'll find the direction you need to go in life. If you hear his voice and respond with gentleness. See that? He's looking at your response. But how many times do we wig out and we want to throw a fit and we want to get mad and puke out everything negative that we're going through on a person that may touch the wrong button? Are you listening? But that's not what God's looking for. God's looking for your response to be the way he would respond. Am I making sense? And he teaches you as you walk with him. And as you walk with him, your response is going to change. You see, he wants you to respond when the kids are at home and you're taking them to school or you're taking them at the front door and you're talking to them. You don't talk to them, "You better do this and you better do that when you get home." No, you want to put your arms around them and tell them how great they are and tell them all the good things about them. Remember, we want to speak the benediction. Ben, B-E-N-E, means good. Diction means word. You want to speak good words at the beginning of their day and at the end of their day over them when they go into their day. Am I making sense? Here, now think about this. This right here is affecting everything under your roof. It's got to start in your home, right in your home. Donnie and I have been doing devotions on stepfamilies. And a stepfather and a stepmother can change the entire trajectory of a child's life. Are you catching this? I remember when Donnie and I first got married. There's Olivia right there. Showed up this morning, wanted to be at church, wanted to be with. We first got married. That all Olivia knew was her mama up under the roof. And now you got this 6'3" knucklehead walking around in his pajamas up in the house. And and her mom's hugging on me. And, you know, I pinch in the kitchen and stuff. You know what I mean? And she's seeing all this, which is healthy. It's healthy for them to see that. Now, listen. And so, you know, she's going through these changes. And, you know, I can tell on her face, it's like, I don't know what this is about. I don't understand. And so I just kept praying. I said, I'm going to serve her. I'm going to serve her, and I'm going to respond gentle. I'm not going to let her moods and her not understanding contaminate what God is showing me. I'm going to keep praying, and I kept praying. And I kept seeking the Lord, and I saw things changing in her. I saw it. God was revealing to me what you do has an impact on people and your response. You know, she called Monday from school, and Donita answered the phone. And Olivia says, "I need to talk to Pops." She wasn't even studying her mom. She wanted to talk to me. Only God can do that. Are you listening to me? And I mean, when we talk. We talk about the Bible. We talk about sex. I teach her just what I taught my daughter. You see that? That no man is going to touch you till you are married. You understand? And she likes that. We understand that. You see this? Because a man that will do that doesn't respect you and doesn't have your best interest. You catching this? We talk. We communicate. Gentleness. Come on, get a hold of this. Get a hold of this. God is calling all of us to respond. How we're responding, he's looking at how you're responding. If you'll respond the way he has you to, you'll see. The word gentle, W.E. Vine says, it comes from the word power. In the English language, it means weak. It means, you know, kind of frail, but no. In the Greek language, it's power. And I'm telling you, I had energy on that table with my lip being cut off. And I was gentle. That's gentleness working. It's synonymous with the word meek. The word meek is inward strength. Inward strength and teachable. See, when you're gentle and meek, you're teachable. And the Holy Spirit's teaching you how to respond. He's teaching you how to respond, and he wants you to respond that way. If a marriage understood this, two people, there would never be divorce. Never. Are you listening to me? All right. Well, you get a little excited. I do. I think we should, don't you think? We're supposed to be talking about Ephesians. Let's get back on it. Come on. Are you getting anything out of this? Are you glad you came to church today? Now let's look at this. Therefore, do not be give me verse 15 there. Who we got back there? Tim. All right, Tim. Verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly. This word circumspectly, your circle. What's around you? Spect has to do with what you see. You should be so aware of the people that you surround yourself with, because those voices have the power to take you out of the will of God and into something you don't want to be a part of. He says he wants you to walk circumspectly. Be aware of what's around you. From the time you wake up in the morning to the time you go to bed, you be aware of what's around you, the people around you. You see this? Circumspectly. Circumstances and situations should never dictate to you your mood and how you act around people. Never. People ought to be able to look at you no matter what you're going through and not be able to tell it. A doctor came in. They sent Donita out. A doctor came in and said, well, how are you doing psychologically with this? I said, I'm fine. I said, what do you mean by that? Well, this is kind of a trauma. And I said, well, I'm good. And I said, I really am. Because I said, the Lord told me I'm good. And he kind of slowed back on asking his questions and got out of there. And that's okay. But I let him know, I'm going to be all right. Are you listening to me? Because I listened to what he said to me. You know, he came in with all this different stuff. And we know this can happen. And you know, if this happens, this is going to. Okay, hog. I don't even need you to come in here this morning. You understand what I'm saying? And he was in training, and you know, he said, oh, they don't even pay me. I'm just with the military, and I'm here to observe. And I said, well, go on with your observed self. And I kind of thought that. I didn't say that. But circumspectly, you need to know who's around you and who's talking to you at all times. Am I making sense? Redeeming the time because the days are evil.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
I've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.